You have probably learned recently, whether you wanted to or not, that I was moving into a different house. And when I first got in the house, it needed a whole lot of work. It had some, I'll say, unusual color choices in the paint. The flooring needed to be replaced in much of it. And as I was showing it to people when I first bought it, I thought, I wonder if they can see the potential in this house, or if they think I'm crazy. It's a rhetorical question, don't answer. It brought to mind for me a key question in our Christian faith, and that is, are we content with what is? With being restricted by it and bound by it? Or are we ready and willing to look at what is and see what it could be? Will we risk investing our very selves in what could be rather than being content with what already is? If we are to follow Jesus as disciples, we will face this challenging question all the time. We will face the question, why make life harder than it has to be by changing things? In the gospel today, Jesus says some very harsh words. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Most of us, especially those of us who have had very wonderful and loving family lives, are kind of scared by these words and anxious in hearing them. I'm hoping that Jesus is using these extreme examples of family members in order to get our attention and to emphasize that we need to put God first in our lives. When it comes to loyalties that we have in our lives, are we willing to give up past beliefs and limitations and excuses to be differently formed, to be transformed, or do we just want to kind of tinker with life and not make any major changes? Something that has come to me as I've thought about this passage this week, though, is that disciple means learner. It means that we choose to be someone who continually learns what we are to be and to become. And so what we learn should transform us, should make us different people. We are called, especially in this passage today, to loyalty not to father or mother, but to God. But here's the key. When we put God first, God forms us then to do the best for those people we do love. We don't reject them. We love them in a fuller and deeper way because we have loved God first. There is a collect in our prayer book, and it is one of my favorite prayers in the book. And the title of it is For Those We Love. It goes like this. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to thy never-failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that thou art doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we continue to be learners and to learn what God has for us and for those we love, we can love those people better. We can love them more deeply. But to do that, we have to remember that we are called to change. We're called to invite transformation. God could just do these things to us, but instead God gives us free will. And so in order to be changed, we have to invite that change. And say, I'm willing to envision something better than what I have now, even if what I have now is very good. We have to invite transformation. We have to be willing to leave our comfort in ourselves to become something greater. To let the house be what God sees, rather than what we might see. We have to be open to the thought of a new identity. It is very easy, at least for me, to fall into a life of faith which doesn't push me enough, which doesn't challenge me, which doesn't ask me to take chances on how that house might look if God got a hold of it. I'm a person who likes things to be very simple. Give me the rules. Give me the lists. Keep things the same. Tell me for sure what I'm supposed to do. Give me a routine. And I'm very comfortable. And I'm very happy. So I'm not always willing to give something up of what has been for what might could be. What might be, excuse me. It is a frightening territory, this place of transformation. There is a commentary on this Genesis story that we heard today, and it was talking about practices of that time that are no longer acceptable. And it mentions slavery, exclusion, polygamy, sacrifice, all these things that come up in the book of Genesis that are no longer acceptable, that we have moved beyond. And this commentary about these factors says this of the people, of the patriarchs. Their greatness was in what they were growing toward. Our greatness is not in what we are, but in what we can grow toward if we yield to God. So what are we willing to give up to be closer to God? To be persons who defy the world's order? To become merciful and compassionate and kind and yielding and loving, all of those things that our culture tends to ignore or denigrate. This passage about putting God first, ahead of family, is not intended to frighten us, but to get our attention, to say what has gone before cannot get in the way of our relationship with God. One writer says of this challenge, kingdom work, it turns out, is more controversial and subversive than conventional kindness. It is not easy to push ourselves to be different and better. But we are not meant to stay in one place, emotionally, spiritually, or intellectually, either as individuals or as a society. We move beyond behaviors that we now see to be, if not wrong, just not helpful or passive. To move beyond those behaviors and beliefs towards something that is more godly. Disciple means learner. It means don't see the house just as it is, but see what it could be. I hope that I have learned over the years that I have turned more fully toward God. I hope I have learned to let go of prejudice and resentment, jealousy and anger, and in my case, mostly fear. I hope I'm learning to let go of those things. I'd like to look back at that person 20 years ago or so and say, I'm not that person anymore. I'm not that person who trembles at the slightest breeze of disapproval or anxiety. God came to where I was and changed me. God has made me strong. God saw what that house could be and God moved in. There are times, this passage tells us, there are times when following Jesus will cause conflict with our comfortable ways and our relationships. But when it comes to loyalties, are we willing to change them, to give up everything, to be with God first? It's not a matter of leaving our families. It's of doing better for our families because we are first with God. God asks us to be willing to change and to accept a new identity. God asks us to be willing to say, I'm not that person anymore. Thanks be to God, I am not that person anymore. And that transformation comes because a loving God sees what this old house could become. Amen. Amen.